What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Two Loss Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to twoloss.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Peace and love. It's Rick the Negotiator.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And this is Artist Spotlight presented by Two Loss. Let's go.
Let's go.
Shout out to our sponsor, Two Loss. If you're looking for distribution, if you need distribution, they are a great option. They don't charge you no royalties. They have the best technology, and more importantly, they don't charge you no royalties. You pay $3 a month, you get to put your music out and make all the money, and they monetize YouTube. So I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, I mess with Two Loss and they support me, so why not? But today, before we go, like, share, subscribe. This is Artist Spotlight. Download, more importantly, this is Artist Spotlight. We went number one last week. We want to keep going that. And today we have a very, very special guest. This is my brother. This guy is, he's kind of one of those guys that put me on this path to making content. Yeah. I did his podcast, Good Game.
Yeah,
podcast.
Free Game. Yep.
Free
yep,
Game,
yep,
Free Game,
yep,
I'm sorry. Because yep, yep. It's a lot. It's another Good Game here in Atlanta too, right?
Yep. Yeah.
But I did his podcast, Free Game, and it kind of set me on my way to want to really make content the right way. And, they hit me and said he wants to do the show, and I'm like, he ain't got to ask. He could just show up and we done.
There it is.
So let's give it up for my brother, Will Power. Let's go.
Yeah, man.
How you feeling?
I feel good, bro.
What happened to Free Game before we get into it? What happened to Free Game, man?
Man, I mean, I really just stopped producing it. At the end of the day, man, you know, it was the process of creating like a podcast or just a show with content. It's just a lot. People don't realize how much goes into it.
Yeah.
Setting up lights, man, running, you know, recording systems, editing, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It just got to be too much. You know what I mean? But,
for you, but you an engineer, like, you know how to run, like,
oh yeah. I mean, it was cool, but like when it comes down to like, you know, keeping artists coming all the time, you know, my schedules are crazy. Yeah, man. Like I had a Tessa doing all the production for us. It was just a lot to kind of keep it moving, man. And watching your operation, I'm like, I already know this is crazy, man. Because like you guys are pumping them out, man.
Yeah, but I when you said that, I was like, damn, like, because I always say if you're gonna do a pod, make sure that you do it in a way where you can do it consistently and it doesn't inconvenience you.
Oh yeah, man.
Because the money in the beginning ain't, yeah, it ain't worth there. Yeah. The inconvenience.
Yeah, 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 for sure, man.
And you know, it's they come in slow. Like, you know, you guys watching, I appreciate you, but you know,
you put all your late time and effort. Some of them be late, some of like, cancel at the last minute. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is.
I'm talking about the views. I'm talking about the buildup. Oh, you know, you got 39 subscribers this month. It's like 39, I spent $2,000 shooting shows and I got 39 people to subscribe, not even like you start looking at the choices of it. That's why, you know, I'm glad you spoke about it because a lot of people think it's easy.
Yeah, the consistency part is the part where most people fail.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what we were running into. It's like, okay, you already know you got to have a show every week. You got to have all this in order,
consistent,
and all it takes is one fumble,
and
that could throw you off for 2-3 weeks sometimes. You know what I mean? And
man, please bring it back.
We're working on it, man. You know, I just moved to Nashville.
Oh, for real?
Yeah,
congratulations,
man. But yeah, so we out there.
Hold on, what made you want to go to Nashville? That's interesting.
Man, I've been in the music business a long time, and I just realized that like the business doesn't wait on you, so you got to go where it makes sense.
Okay, but why? You know? Why Nashville over Atlanta? I'm just
I've been here since 2005.
Okay,
so you know, I've had some great moments here in Atlanta, man. Like this is where it all happened for me, but as I get older and, you know, start to learn more about the business and be more involved, like I'm seeking more things now. Yeah. So like Nashville's got like a great songwriting
community.
Sure. Man, publishing is a bigger deal up there. They just move a little different.
They value music.
Yeah, and they value the producer.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm learning that part. And I went and did a bunch of work up there with Yellow Wolf. You know, he and I reunited a few years ago and started getting back to it. And I was just loving what was happening up there, man. Yeah. So Nashville's just, it's pretty much Atlanta just
white.
Yeah, it's the other side.
That's all I was asking. It's the white Atlanta. Yeah,
it's the white Atlanta,
it is,
man.
But they got way more organization.
Exactly.
And they don't allow you to not value what you're doing.
Yeah,
they
man.
Really treat it like a business.
And that's what I've been looking for.
They treat it like a business.
To be completely honest, that's exactly what attracted me to it. Because when I go there, just the way things go down is a little different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Now, creatively, I still know where the sauce is. So, like, I still stay tapped in. I know what's what mm-hmm. when it comes to sauce. But they do got a leg up on us a little bit on the business end because, you know, they really do get things done and, like, respect people's time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we do these things in Nashville, pretty much, they call them writes. I mean, they're really just sessions, but...
Yeah.
Producers and writers get together, and it's in a timely fashion. Everybody's serious about what they came here for. We do what we do. And what's really crazy is sometimes they start 10 in the morning, man.
No, that's about, they treat like a 9-to-5.
It's crazy.
No, they started, but they have rules in Nashville. That's what makes me like them. Like, for example, Nashville, they don't do bidding wars.
Yeah.
I don't care how much people want you.
Yeah.
They don't do bidding wars. They don't, like, they do showcases Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. Nothing on the weekend.
Nothing after, but the showcases are like...
They call them writer's rounds.
It's 6 p.m., yeah. 7
after work,
p.m.
After work time.
Yeah.
If you do one at 10 p.m.,
no,
you're basically telling everybody in Nashville, this ain't for y'all.
That's right.
This is for 6 p.m. because they like to be home with their family dinner.
Yeah.
Like, so they want... So they really... That's why they're not as stressed because they wake up in the morning and treat it like
crazy,
a 9-to-5.
Man.
We treat it like a hustle. We trying to figure out who we can get today. They're like, nope. Today we wake up, this is what we do at this time, this is how we go, and then that's it.
Yeah, I work on a pretty famous street in Nashville. It's called East Iris.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a residency over at their studio.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me, I've been there 5 months now.
Gotcha.
So I'm just now realizing that on the weekends, I'm the only person there.
Yep. Mm.
Like Saturdays, bro, it's a ghost town. I'm the only person on the street, you know. Unless, of course, a big session or something is maybe happening. But for the most part, man, like it's quiet.
Mm. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, Will, like, you know, this is Artist Spotlight, and, you know, we obviously like to spotlight producers, writers, all types of talent. You have a very, and I hope you understand, I hope this doesn't feel like I'm being disrespectful, but you have a very niche style. You have a very niche approach to who you make records with. How did you end up there? Like, whether it was like Yellow Wolf or, you know, I know you got a Wiz record, I know you got Riz records, I know you got records, but it seems very like left of center hip hop.
Yeah.
How'd you get there?
Man, I mean, I'm very like multifaceted as a producer, so I'm into all kinds of shit.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So coming up, man, of course I was into hip hop, but I was also into indie rock. I was also in the country. I did a little bit of every, you know, listened to a little bit of everything. I'm also a military brat.
Mm,
so I traveled a bunch of places,
that makes
man.
Sense.
You know what I'm saying? I'm also a Virgo. So like
when
it's
your
like
birthday?
September 19th. I think we got the same
birthday. Same birthday. Get the fuck out
of
here.
Wait, same day? 19th?
Same day.
September 19th.
Yeah. You already know. That's
what
it is.
Crazy.
That's extra crazy. I knew that.
Cousins.
I did know that.
We related, nigga.
Yeah.
At that moment, I know everything about you.
Let's go, man. So for me, that's really like how I approach my music, man. I mean, I've been told that by A&Rs all over the place. You know, I do have sort of a left to center approach to music, but I think what's happening for me right now is a producer like me is kind of finding my way now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was trying to get to. Because I'm like, you know, there was a point in time where producers, they had a short window, like 3 to 5 years. But you know, you got like Timbaland is in his 50s still making records. Dr. Dre is in his late 50s making records. So the life of a producer has extended.
Big time. Yeah.
But you defined your way, but not like what I wanted to basically get into is that there are producers out here that are like, oh, if I don't have a big cut with this person.
Yeah.
I've seen you.
Yeah.
By the way, Will ain't doing bad. I've been in a studio.
Yeah.
His shit is good. I've seen you build a business.
Yeah, I can speak to
center
that.
Artist. So
for
I'm
sure.
just like, how'd you like? Because their producers watching is like, man, nobody listens to my beats. But you don't think like that. So
yeah.
I just want you to give the world like your thought.
Nah, I think that at the end of the day, man, you know, I came into the business as a producer to a specific artist, which is something that doesn't always happen.
Yes.
You know, very few times do like does a producer discover or become the part of the discovery of an artist?
Yes.
And then that's his guy for a while. You know what I'm saying? So I got lucky in that way. You know what I'm saying? Yell and I came in the business together. And from there, we had a left of center sound, sort of. I would say it was a little different as opposed to everybody else. But that was also the attraction of it. It was like, oh, this white boy got this some heat. Like, we can rock with this. But As my career kept going, I just kept running into more and more people like that. Like, to me, Wiz Khalifa, although he's a huge artist, he also sort of has that left of center style. You know what I mean? So I just kind of tap into the artists that are, like, not afraid to be different. You know what I mean? And I've made an excellent living off of it. Like, people sleeping, man, but, like, if you think people like Yellow Wolf ain't doing good, you was highly mistaken.
And not only that, when you work with independents, you can get, your deals can be different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, see, and so that's the beauty of it. So Yellow was, you know, of course he was with Interscope and Shady for 6 albums. So we did the whole deal. He lived it all the way out. You know what I mean? And then he went independent, which means most of what he earned throughout that process followed him.
Yep.
And, like, you know, fan bases are a huge thing in the independent market if you know what you're doing. So I've been doing well in that way, in that world. But but what I'm learning about Nashville is now I have another space to jump.
Yes.
Because there are,
you say another space to jump, what does that mean?
I feel like now like we're talking about me being sort of a left of center producer, that's starting to be a space for me now. Because now we got all these genres starting to mix.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's moves to be made now. Now I don't have to have that straightforward pop record to go to the top of the charts right now. I could come in here with, like, trap style beats, and we can mix it up with some country guitar, and we might mess around and have something crazy.
You're about to go on a run. I want you to know that.
I received that, especially coming from you, because I've been trying to get that sauce from you for.
Let me tell you why. Now, especially because I know you're Virgo. Let me tell you why. No, real talk. Because there are no such. I didn't say moves. I said moods. M-O-O-D-S. There are moods now. Like, there. The genre was only created for radio.
Yeah.
It was for two reasons. For race in the beginning of, like, the 60s and 70s, sir. And then it was created for radio. Mm-hmm. These kids are growing up in genreless world,
That's
which
right.
means you can just, all you got to do as a producer is create the mood.
That's
them.
Right.
If you can create the mood for them,
yep.
you can win. And I'm talking about, like, Sunday morning cleaning vibes.
Yeah.
I'm talking about moods, right? Like, Friday,
Monday,
get dressed to
Monday
go out.
Workout.
Monday workout. Like, those are moods now that you got to make songs for to build. So I just wanted to say that because because you understand left of center, you kind of understand elements and records that need, like you just said, a country guitar. That's what made me say that. I'm like, so he understands elements of music. So
absolutely.
It's like, let's add this country guitar to this rap record, but it's still a rap record,
absolutely.
But it's gonna open up the door to these, like, it's like what Nelly did. Do you wanna go? That record Nelly did, Do You Wanna
Ride
Go
with
to
me?
Your Ride Me, was the door that opened up him to do the records with Georgia Florida Line.
Oh yeah, nah.
15 years later, it took him into a country world because he did that first album.
For sure, man.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you put in the work, but go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Nah, I agree with you all the way, man. I think it's just that time. We're in that era.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. the Coast Referee. And I want to ask you, are you ever frustrated with uploading a video to YouTube and you get no views? I know I was when I first started. If you're a music artist and you have your own podcast or your content creator, look no further. WAM Promotions has gotten you covered. They specialize in high-end targeted YouTube campaigns that deliver real views, real subscribers, and most importantly, real growth. So if you're struggling with real organic YouTube growth, I'm here to tell you to go on WAM Promotions and use the promo code GODS and receive 20% when you check out. Tell them Ray sent you, you got 20% off. Let's go, guys. I'm looking to see you guys on the charts. Let's go.
Where, like, you know, these kids listen to everything.
Yeah.
So the more that you can put together that's not whack, because, you know, whack still exists.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So if it's not whack and it's really something that people can digest, then, you know, I think there's a space for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So how do you... I want to go back to early Will. How do you discover that you are left of center? Like, did you discover it? Did they push you there and you just like, damn, that's what y'all think of me? Like,
man,
how'd you get there?
You might remember this guy, man. There was an A&R who told me to my face, man, back in the day. We used to come up here from South Carolina. Yella and I used to come up here to,
Sangonia?
No, Hitco.
Okay, Hitco, yeah.
The guy's name was Billy?
Billy Calloway.
Billy Calloway, man.
He's not in the business no more.
But Billy Calloway was the first person to tell me, he was pretty much like, it's dope, but it's weird.
Okay.
And I was like, I didn't know how to take it.
Yeah, I was like, how'd you take it?
I'll be honest. At the time, I was like, man, fuck this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, low key.
I already know,
But, man, you know, like, but he really helped me realize, man, that wasn't necessary.
Stop. Before you consider taking drastic measures to lose weight, like GLP-1 injections, consider Golo. Golo's release is easier than injections and fad diets. No need to jump through insurance hoops. It's simple. You take one release supplement with each meal. Golo's release supplement contains 7 natural plants and 3 key minerals that target body fat and combat the stress of dieting. With Golo, you follow the Golo for Life plan, where you'll safely and effectively control sugar cravings and hunger while minimizing muscle loss, allowing you to feel good and inspired to reach your goal weight. With Golo, you get an effective and affordable weight loss solution that's clinically proven. Because controlling glucose, maintaining healthy insulin levels, and saying goodbye to starvation dieting is the secret to lasting weight loss and wellness. Visit Golo.com to get started today. That's Golo.com. Go to Golo.com to join the 5 million people who have switched to Golo as a better way to lose weight. Visit Golo.com today.
Barely a diss.
Yeah.
It was, and we proved it later that it wasn't. It wasn't a diss, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually people started to feel what we were doing.
Mm.
But I just accepted it and I embraced it because I knew that I was also a part of that new era of producers being ushered in that were programmers.
Yes.
You know, because
expound on that a little bit. I want to, because for the people that don't understand, what does that
mean?
Yeah,
well, so, you know, back in the day.
Before and after. Yeah.
Before programming came in, you had to be like a real musician.
Yes.
Like you had to be able to play a bass, a guitar,
yep,
some drums. You had to be able to do those things and be dope. Like you couldn't just walk into like a, you know, a hit co-session if you wasn't nasty on the bass for real.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
But now
it's right around like early 2000s.
Yeah,
going into, yeah.
This is when like Logic was,
yes,
you know, starting to become popular. People was using Reason and all these,
yes,
other things.
Sure.
So essentially like
Cubase.
Yeah,
yeah,
we're programmers, man. So like we're still musicians. Like I know how to play the keys. I know how to play instruments, but like I'm definitely not Robert Glasper.
Yes, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? But when I'm done producing a record, you wouldn't know that I can't play.
Yes.
Because I know how to program.
Yes.
And so I just think that that's what we were at the beginning of that. And I think that,
you,
you know, when I got that information from Billy, that's what, that was that transition that was happening. It was like, yo, people like, you know, the producers were starting to get on these machines,
yeah,
and program more,
yeah,
as opposed to being like true musicians. So,
sure.
So now I think that's just what we're dealing with now.
Yeah.
Like, man, FL is like the, what, probably one of the top production dolls in the world. And it's mostly a bunch of nerd kids just programming. Like, we just done figured out how to make the wildest shit, man,
mm-hmm,
basically, yeah, as computer programmers.
Mm, got you. So Billy Calloway says, it's just dope, but it's weird.
Yeah.
What? How do you, like, take us back through that. So I want you to, like, finish that story.
Well, I, honestly, man, we just
leading us to how you embraced the weird.
Yeah, like, I just, man, look, I just didn't, I kind of took it as like I said, man, bump that dude, man, and like I went home and just started making more music.
Yeah.
And every time, but I will say this, one thing I wanted to make sure I understood was like, what is the industry standard? Because one thing I was always clear about is it's all taste.
Yes.
You know, we got great A&Rs like yourself, man, who can tell when a record is special.
Yep.
So that, I wasn't really in that headspace yet.
Yep.
I was just like, but how do I make my record sound, you know, like my favorite producers?
Yes.
Because you can tell the difference if a person come in it and it sonically ain't where it's supposed, mm-hmm, to be.
Yes.
So I started taking those things serious and being like, hey, man, he gonna play it, and when he hit, he not gonna tell me it's whack because I didn't meet these standards.
Industry standards.
It's gonna be
perfect.
You know, this is either I love this or I don't. And that became my whole outlook on
making
music.
So was that more
music.
Focusing on the mix?
For me, it was everything, man. It was finding the feel, finding those things that kind of fit that space. Because I mean, I'd be lying if I didn't say I wanted to be a hit record producer at the time.
That's why I asked you that, because a lot of the times people will be like, well, that was, no, I wanted to do that. Like, of course I want to be in the game, but I'm going to go with the lane that I got the most traction. I'm not going to stay in the lane.
Exactly.
Because I got to believe that I can figure it out. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. And, man, I mean, there's people like Timbaland, man, who were also out there that, like, showed you that, that being different was also
an advantage.
It was an advantage, man. And it was a cool, it was cool. Like, to this day, he's still one of the top guys based off
of
the fact
that he just don't give a damn.
He's just like, bro, I got this.
So have you been looking for your Missy Elliott?
Man, that's
like,
why.
I feel like when you said it, it's like, man, you just wait for that one motherfucker to come in the room.
I am, and I've been doing that, honestly, since Yella Wolf, man, because, like, he and I had a level of success together. But you know how the music business goes. Like, over time, you just kind of go your own way and do your own thing. And as a producer, I've been trying to find that next artist to develop and get something, somebody that's bold enough to be like, you know what, we know we different, but I'm with this shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
For sure.
It's harder now, though, because nowadays everybody's so just like everybody else. It's a great, it's like a migration of people just trying to be like everybody
be
else.
The same. Mm-hmm.
There's only a few people standing out.
I think it's what you said. I think it's they're trying to live up to industry standards.
Yeah.
They want, they like okay, so to tap into what Will is saying, even when I was coming up, when you coming up, you don't know if it's good or not. You know you like it, but you're like, is this good enough for, because at this time, this is like, your shit, only way your shit get heard is if it's on radio or video.
That's right, man.
That's it.
So if you ain't on video or radio, your shit not getting heard. So the only people hearing your shit is industry people you playing it for.
Yeah.
That was how I came up.
Yeah.
Like, I would just, I didn't care if you didn't like the music. Just tell me what you don't like. So is the production bad? Is the songwriting bad? Is the artist voice? Because if you can tell me what specifically you like, and by the way, I only ask them, this is a little secret. I only ask people what they think because I want to know what they know.
Yeah, man.
And it revealed a lot because a lot of motherfuckers didn't know how to explain
that's
why
the
they didn't
art
like
right
it.
There.
That's what keeps you in the business.
Yeah, bro.
You got to know
what you don't like.
What you don't like, like.
Yeah.
And why. Like,
yeah, man.
I don't like this sound. Here's why I don't like it. This is what you could do better. I don't like how loud your vote, like something. But most of the time, they just, because, you know, you had those guys that'll tell you back in the day, your shit is whack. And as soon as Jay-Z come and run bob his head, he bobbing his head like, that shit ain't whack no more.
Hey, exactly, mm-hmm. man. Nah, that's a given, bro. That happens all the time,
that happens,
bro.
But it doesn't happen as often now because I think there's so much music in the world. Now we're just trying to figure out, like, I almost think we're trying to figure out, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Like, is this a, like, just because you make music doesn't mean you're an artist.
That's right.
Facts.
And, you know,
oh,
just,
man. And just because you can make beats don't mean you're a producer.
Don't make you a producer.
Not at all.
Right? So you be thinking you're an artist, but you really just making music and hoping that something works.
Yeah.
I don't want to work this type of artist. I want to work with artists that's like, this is me. That's why I like, I'd rather work with you and say, give me your left of center shit when I'm talking to the label. Give me your shit that can't nobody figure out.
That's right.
Rather than working with a hit producer saying, give us anything, we can make hits.
Yeah.
Nah, because as dope as Timbaland was, as dope as Dre is, and as dope as Pharrell is, they weren't that versatile.
Yeah.
Like, they were the Dre, you know a Dre beat.
That's right.
You know a Tim beat.
You know a,
you know
beat.
A Pharrell beat. Mm-hmm. Pharrell got a little gangster when he did Clips grinding, but it still was the Clips, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was still the Clips version of, like, gangster music. So, you know, I always tell artists, producers, writers, everybody, if you tell me you can write and produce anything, you've lost.
Yeah.
No, what do you want to write and produce?
Yeah.
What's your skill? That's why I asked you that, because we don't give enough people credit for that part.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm still hanging in here, man. Like, honestly, bro, I'm looking to just kind of find that thing that I can break with, you know, because I think there's still a popular space for what I'm doing.
It is.
I just haven't been able to attach myself to an artist that is wanting to reach that.
You know what the popular space is. You know what you're doing wrong, right? By
Talk
the way, this
me.
Is Artist
See,
Spotlight.
See, that's why I came here.
Artist Spotlight, that's why we didn't
y'all
do
cut the cameras off now.
We don't give advice to people on the God Show.
Let's go.
We're on the God Show, but on this.
This is different.
The thing is that you have to tap into a brand. You have to create a brand. So what I mean by that is, like, Timbaland is a brand.
Yes, sir.
Mike Will is a brand, right?
Yes, sir.
We know, when we see Mike Will with Miley Cyrus, we're trying to figure out, who led on that brand?
Mm-hmm.
Did she take him into the pop world, or did he bring her to the streets? Right?
Yeah.
And we saw he brought her to the streets.
That's right.
Because they're a brand. So what you have to do for Will is you have to brand Will Power and what that is. Because it is out there. You said, I think it's not hard to find. The problem is that they don't know they're looking for you. They don't know you're looking for them. So, like, pods, that's why I Bring Back Free Game podcast, pods.
Yeah.
I wish I was working with you, because I could show you how to take over the world with your
podcast. Hey, man, it ain't
now.
Too late to work with me now. Don't get it talking crazy on this.
I'm saying, because I know how to build. It's all about branding. That's all it is. I told this to Toomp. Toomp was here. He did Artist Spotlight. He was like, yo, I signed producers and I wasn't successful. And I'm like, you want to know why? Because you let them be their own name.
Come on, man.
Now, Mike Will signs producers. And what does he call them? Eardrummers. So don't matter if you, who you are, whether you fall under this brand. Yeah. Now, when you want to go on your own, whoever it is, then you create your name and say, I was with this brand. But you got to put it under, like, number one, the problem is that you're not leading.
Okay.
You're still waiting for a creative. You don't know that you're the leader. Mm. So if I'm you, I'm putting out, like, I'm like, nigga, I say it now. Like, where is the dope different writers? Where are the artists that want to be different?
Yeah.
Take that clip, upload that to your social
Let's
media.
Let's go.
Now you like, now you're putting it out there. Like, I'm tired of the same old shit.
Yeah.
Tag a different artist.
Yeah.
Here's what you do now. You brand yourself with them. Now it's not Donnie and Will Power's doing the record for Donnie, and it's Donnie is the record. I did eight on his project. No. It's Will Power and Donnie.
Yo, man.
Now it's Will Power and okay, cool. It's Will Power and Rick. It's Will Power and Ray. It's Will Power and whoever. So now you're the brand. So now you're the brand. So now, when people enter your world, they're entering your world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely made that mistake several times, man. Like, just, you know, you sign an artist or start working with an artist, and you really hoping that they want to do what you know they're capable of doing, just to find out that, you know, it's only a matter of time before they run out of gas and just can't even keep up. So,
and that's why you have to be the brand.
Hmm.
Because if you're the brand, Donnie quit. Now it's a Donnie and Will Power album. Yeah. I don't have to just talk to him.
Man,
look at Future and Metro right now.
Brilliant.
They on tour together.
Yeah.
Metro has not rapped ever in his life.
That's right.
He's playing records. He produced. He is a brand now.
Yeah.
The key to longevity, the key to any of this shit, is you have to be the brand.
Hmm.
And by the way, we were all taught to stay out the way.
Yeah. And like, see,
stay out the way. And by the way, and you. Because it was either you was in the way, either you was out the way, or you was Pharrell, Timbaland, or Jazzy.
Yeah, man.
It's a Jazzy Fenzel production. Either you, they gave you that, or if Mike Will and them, they snuck in them tags. Mike Will made it.
Yeah.
Mustard on the beat.
Well, right.
But at the end of the day, you have to be the brand.
The brand.
When Mustard did records, when he did No Master P, Got 10 Bitches, this, when he plays that's the most West Coast record in the Migos catalog.
Yeah.
Nigga, because they did it with Mustard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, you ain't going to come in my world and we're going to do what y'all do.
That's right.
Because guess who's gonna support it?
That's right.
The West Coast.
Yeah, man.
Because I'm from the West Coast.
Yes, sir.
You have to be the brand. Develop the brand. I wish I was a producer. Because I was a producer, I make all the money.
Yeah.
Nigga, everybody can get beats. We're just going to
Let's get some money together.
But it's going to be just me. Because it's going to be just me and you. Like, it's just me and you. Like, dog, now you owning half the master.
Yeah.
Now you are a brand, so you're making more money, but you have to be the brand.
Yeah, man.
You can't stay out
the way. I'm talking about, bro, the whole light bulb just went off. That's crazy.
You got it. So I'm going to ask you a question now that we said that.
Let's go.
Tell the camera world what the fuck kind of artist, what's the perfect artist for you to work with?
Man. A brave one. One that
I'm going to start you over. See, I'm going to coach my brother.
Yeah.
I know we live, but I'm going to coach my brother. That's your camera.
Oh, that's my
camera. And I want you, because by the way, we're not editing this. I'm going to coach my brother. I want you to say the kind of artist I want to work with. And then go, we're going to give you that clip. We're going to support me, and you're going to post that together. Put that all over in there. Say, Will Power is looking for left to center artists. I guarantee you we get 3,000 fucking
Let's
choices.
Let's fucking go, man.
So what kind of artist are you looking for?
The type of artist that I'm looking for, man, is a brave artist. One that is not afraid to cross genres. One that is a really dope songwriter. one that wants to get out and do live performances, because you're going to have to work what we do. I'm looking for somebody that is really multi-talented. So, like, if you can rap and sing, that would also be really dope. You know, I want somebody that can do it, man. Like, I'm not looking for...
You want somebody that don't live in a box.
Don't live in a box, man. Like, you can't... Don't come to me if you just a country artist or just a rapper. You know, I'm with trying to open it up. Like, let's find a way to get into another space.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now, that you take that. Like, I want people to hear this shit a lot, because it's... Because people think it's really genius. It's not genius. It's just, this is another level to being fearless.
Oh, yeah, man.
You are literally doing, you're leading what you want someone else to do. You want someone else to say, I'm that.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, tag me, tag Will and Ray and tell him that, man. I'm that. You want that, because now you attracting what's for you, yeah, rather than praying that the right person walks in the room. They might walk in that day, but yeah, they might be on their phone in fucking Kansas City and be like,
yeah,
who's this guy? I never even heard this guy.
Yeah,
I feel like he's that for me. Like,
yeah,
what would Snoop be without Dre?
Yeah.
If he didn't meet Dre, what would he be if he didn't meet Dre? Like, what would NWA be if they didn't meet a Dre? Like, you have those abilities. The thing is that a lot of the times we go through, it's like the alchemist. We go on this journey of life only to end up right where we started and being like, damn, it was all in me.
It was all in me. I mean, I'm really coming to terms with that too, man. I mean, the whole move to Nashville was to...
Smart.
Yeah, I think I'm doing what I need to do. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, I talked to my good friend Trinidad James, man, before I left.
Shout out to Trinidad.
Yeah, he pulled up on me like right before I got out of town, man. And he was like, man, just take what you know in Atlanta down there and stand on it.
Stand on it.
And he was like, and you'll be fine, man. And he's right. You know what I'm saying?
But
like,
I'm going to tell you this. Only advice I give you, follow their rules.
Oh, now, I'm with it.
Now, here's why I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not saying do what they do.
Yeah.
I'm not saying live like they live, but I'm saying follow their rules.
Yeah.
Because what you don't want them to do is have you down there and say, he's the enemy of our way of living.
And you boxed out.
He's like, no. Don't nobody work with him. He works on Saturday nights. And he does his, like, follow their rules.
Yeah.
Like, become a part of it. Become a part of it.